For the third year, OxyContin remains the illegal drug of choice among Juneau teens. That's one reason the Juneau School Board is putting a mandatory random student drug testing program up for public hearing and possible action this August. A committee is already working on a proposal. The active ingredient in OxyContin is oxycodone, a powerful narcotic with an addiction potential similar to that of morphine. While drugs like Percodan or Tylox contain 5 milligrams of oxycodone, OxyContin can contain 30 times as much. And as KTOO's Rebecca Shear reports, that can make for one hard habit to break.
Officially, it's known as OxyContin, a semi-synthetic member of the opiate family, prescribed for chronic or long-lasting pain. But on the street...
Oh, there's OC, Oxy, Fluff, Cotton, a lot of different things, yeah.
However, says Matt Felix, director of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, or NCAD, whatever you call OxyContin.
It's extremely strong. It's very, very addicting. And for someone who is immature, teenage years, their nervous system hasn't developed to the level of resistance that adults have. This is a very, very dangerous drug.
And an increasingly widespread one, too. Connecticut-based pharmaceutical company Purdue Pharma brought OxyContin to market in 1996. By 2008, the timed-release analgesic was one of the most frequently abused prescription drugs among teenagers. In a National Institute of Drug Abuse survey from that year, 4.7% of high school seniors reported non-medical use of OxyContin. Matt Felix isn't sure what that percentage would be in Juneau, but he's certain the number is rising.
We have these waves of drugs that come through. This one is unusual that it's long-lasting. It's been the drug of choice here in Juneau for the last 3 years, and it far exceeds the problems that we've seen with other drugs.
Felix says the number of Oxy-related crisis calls to NCAD has doubled every year since 2006.
And it's been not just kids, but adults as well. I had a woman the other day who has a legal reason for using it. She's been in a car accident, had a broken back, although that's been 4 years. Years ago, she's still getting a 30-day supply at a time. She breaks them in half, sells half, and uses the other half for her pain.
And according to Felix, she makes a pretty nice living. An 80-milligram tablet costs approximately $6 by prescription, but Felix estimates the street price at anywhere from $140 to $180. The Juneau Police Department says it can go as high as $250.
I have a friend, actually, that does it a lot, and that's why he wanted to get a job this summer. That's pretty much the only reason he wanted to.
To support his habit.
Yeah.
This Juneau High School student, we'll call him Andy since we were asked not to use his real name, says he knows many kids who abuse Oxy.
Too many.
Too many?
Yeah.
They break it into rocks, he says, and smoke it for a more instant high. And some of those kids resort to far more illicit means than a summer job to support their habit. Like the varsity soccer player who was arrested a few years back for stealing Oxy from a Mendenhall Valley home. But Andy says he's most concerned about this one friend of his because...
The sad thing is he's very, very smart. Gets like straight A's, I don't know how. And he plays sports, but he's not going to go anywhere with if he keeps doing that.
Andy has confronted his friend's parents, but they refuse to believe their son is on drugs. And that's the thing with Oxy. It can be tough to tell someone's on it. For instance, unlike marijuana or alcohol, two other prevalent substances among Juneau's youth, Oxy doesn't have a smell. Though there are other indicators. Users often become lethargic, and the pupils of their eyes shrink to pinpoints.
Your pupils get smaller, like really, really small, and I could tell. And he's not very nice or anything if he's not on it.
What was he like before?
He was fun to hang around, liked to do anything. Now he just doesn't really do much, except go around trying to find a drug.
Andy admits he tried Oxy once, but got violently ill. Now, not only has he sworn off the drug, but once he graduates, he's swearing off Juneau, too.
I want to definitely get out of here. I just want to go to a better place and get away from all the drugs. Because, like, a couple of my friends went to treatment, they come back, and kids just automatically ask them if they want to do drugs, and they get back into it.
And that, says NCAD's Matt Felix, is the most dangerous part.
It's a short gestation period from use to addiction. So it's a very, very hard drug to become clean with.
There are counter drugs out there. Injectable treatments that curb the so-called euphoria sought by Oxy users. But oxy addiction is considered a chronic condition, Felix says, a disorder even.
So once you become addicted to this drug, you have to be very careful the rest of your life.
That is, he says, assuming you get that long. In 2005, the last year for which governmental data are available, more than 8,500 people died from overdosing on prescription drugs such as OxyContin. That's double the number from 2001. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.